Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Art and nature rub shoulders at the 24th annual Art in the Arboretum, taking place Friday, November 1st through Sunday, November 3rd at the New Hanover County Arboretum. And to talk about the event, which is sponsored by Friends of the Arboretum and the Wilmington Art Association, is Carolyn Thomas, Vice President for Friends of the Arboretum. Welcome.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me here today. I'm really excited.
This is a longstanding tradition in our community, Art at the Arboretum.
Yes, it is. It's been going on 24 years now, and it continues to grow and evolve every year. And this year we have some exciting new aspects.
So you have 140 artists?
Yes, so far. And sometimes those numbers change a little bit at the last minute to up or down. But yes, about 140 artists.
We are really fortunate in this community to have an arboretum. It's a 7-acre public garden.
Yes.
Tell us about your involvement with the Arboretum.
I have been coming to the Arboretum since 1990 when I first moved to Wilmington, North Carolina, and I've watched it change and grow. Lloyd Singleton is our new director at the Arboretum, and he has a huge passion for partnering the community and the Arboretum and the services that the Arboretum have together. And one of those ways that we're doing that is through Art in the Arboretum, of course, because it's open. It's a 3-day event that's open to the public. You get to walk the grounds. You'll see beautiful, gorgeous art and sculpture on the grounds placed in and amongst the landscaped beds, along with a bunch of art in buildings. To me, the most amazing part is seeing beautiful works of art like herons and flower portraits and people portraits out in the grounds and on the grounds themselves mixed in. It's very beautiful.
So you play with dirt a lot yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I actually have played with dirt a good bit at the Arboretum itself, helping with their annual and seasonal color borders, too. It's a passion of mine, and so I love merging art and nature together. And we're now trying to move towards a more sustainable nature where we're very careful about the environment.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR Public Media, we're talking with Carolyn Thomas, Vice President for Friends of the Arboretum. She's in to talk about the 24th annual Art in the Arboretum, taking place November 1st through the 3rd each day at the New Hanover County Arboretum, located at 6206 Oleander Drive.
One of the things that I am particularly thrilled about this year that is new, and it's been on my heart that we do this for a while, is that we are opening up the art exhibits to high school art students from 9th through 12th grade. But I'm so excited about including our youth into the Art in the Arboretum. And on top of that, some of the 8th graders from Rolling Grice will be coming out and displaying their art too. And they'll be in an area called Artisans Avenue, which will be out on the grounds. They came out a few weeks ago to the Arboretum and sat around and did plein air art. So their art will be plein air art of areas of the Arboretum. I'm so excited about that our youth are able to come and participate in Art in the Arboretum.
You also have a new event this year.
Well, it's not new, but it's newly renamed. We are choosing to have a theme this year. It's called Flower Power, and the reason we chose that theme is because it's also the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and we just felt that that was kind of a nice way to start a theme out for a party. The public is welcome, and friends or members of the Arboretum are also welcome. It's $35 for a friend. It's $50 for the public. Funds that we raise are used to help improve the grounds where we do not get those funds from New Hanover County. So things such as taking care of the koi ponds, doing the seasonal flower borders, planters, adding in new landscape plants where trees came down in storms. Those are all things that the friends help provide.
An educational exhibit, What Goes Around Comes Around, by Bonnie Monteleone of the Plastic Ocean Project, uses plastics collected during her research to form a 25-foot wall of ocean waves. That's in addition to more than 140 artists, live music, dance vignettes by the U.S. International Ballet, student paintings, and more. Tickets for Art in the Arboretum are $5. Admission is free for children under 12, military with ID, and members of the Friends. Tickets to the annual members' party on Saturday, November 2nd are sold separately and can be found at thefriends.wildapricot.org. We've been speaking with Carolyn Thomas, Vice President for the Friends of the Arboretum. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.